Welcome back to APM's Classical Live and WQXR's coverage of the Spring for Music series at Carnegie Hall. It's a series of seven concerts celebrating the creativity and innovation of seven American orchestras. Tonight, the Albany Symphony from Albany, New York, making their Carnegie Hall debut. Coming up in the second half of this program, a rarely heard full version of Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland. I'm Fred Child from APM's Classical Live, along with Elliot Forrest from WQXR. And Elliot, I understand that you had a chance to talk with a few of the composers who worked on the Spirituals project that we heard in the first half of the program.
I did, Fred. One of the composers I spoke with was Donnell Fox. I started by asking him if he listened to the other versions of Hear Dem Lambs A-Cryin'.
I remember looking in my library and knowing I had some Marian Anderson. I said, well, you know, she's probably going to have a few spirituals on her CDs. Let me go back to see what that was like in the 1940s.
What impact did that have on you?
It had a tremendous impact because the period that Marian Anderson's writing, there's deep struggles here in the home front. And the powerful performances of those works and deeply felt in a period of angst in America. It was interesting hearing the Marian Anderson. That sort of, and my piece has that march quality.
Yeah, almost a dirge quality too. If I can say so, your piece is rather cinematic, kind of epic. It has a there's a large scale quality to it.
Well, I tend to be a dramatic composer, you know. So I what was the opening, you know. Yeah, we're you know we're
you
gonna
got
fight
my attention.
This. Yes.
Yeah. This piece came to you just after Hurricane Katrina had hit. What influence did that have on you?
It had a tremendous impact, of course, in my whole way of hearing the spirituals and bringing back what the struggle was about. And I believe I chose Hear the Lambs A-Cryin' because I was crying.
Yeah. I imagine that it would be easy to sort of look at these as historical pieces and not a lot of relevance for today. But when you start to add the fact that Katrina happened just as you were looking at these projects, and taking on this sort of pathos and this pain, that it became very real, and maybe that's one of the reasons to relook at these pieces again.
Oh, absolutely. They're timeless because, you know, we don't want it. The spirituals are for all people in the world who are dealing with adversity and struggling for a better life and for freedom. So I think that's in the piece, that angst, that drama, but as in all these spirituals, there's a sense of hope.
Donnell Fox, the composer of the version we hear of Hear Dem Lambs A-Cryin', part of the Spirituals Reimagined project with David Alan Miller and the Albany Symphony. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
My co-host Elliot Forrest speaking with composer Donnell Fox. And Elliot, you spoke with one of the other Spirituals project composers as well.
That's right, Fred. I also had the chance to chat with composer Daniel Bernard.